You're listening to Bristol Bay and Beyond on KDLG. The largest herring fishery in the state of Alaska is not only ongoing, it's actually going really well when the weather allows. Yesterday, there was big harvest out of Koolukuk Bay. Fish and Game puts the tally at 3,163 tons harvested by the seiners still participating. Cumulative total is almost 14,000 out of a quota of 20,000 tons. It's been 2 weeks since the first reported sighting of spawn. We turn now to Warner Liu, who's the fleet manager for Icicle Seafoods, which is buying from seiners and gillnetters this season. He spoke with me this morning from aboard the floating processor Gordon Jensen out near the grounds. Warner, good morning. What's the good word from there today?
Great fishing last night. The herring continued to be ripe and large enough, and so everyone loaded up as best they could.
And how's the quality still, Warner?
The quality remains consistently really good. This is 11-12% roe content, and that's typically you only see that sort of thing in the gillnet fishery, but it's been great all season. No one knows why. It could be the warm waters. Regardless, it's still good quality stuff, and so with quota left in front of us, we're all going after it.
Talk to me a little bit about the early start and about the weather problems, but it sounds like it's been pleasantly improving, I suppose, as the fishery's gone on here, but it did get off to a difficult start.
Well, everyone was late to the show with spawn showing up, spawn notice on the 14th, who knows how long it was going on, and here we are on the 29th, and it's the stocks still are going strong, no spawn out problems. This is one prolonged run. We've seen it before, it's happened in the 90s. Every year is different, and this is one of those different years. No one knows how long it's going to keep going.
Warner, you've been a part of this fishery for an awful long time. As you look out there, there were 17 seiners who started and two gillnetters who started. I don't know what or who's still left on the grounds, but how do you reflect on the participation versus kind of the heyday 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Well, that's a reflection of, look at how many markets were out buying in the 80s and 90s when the yen was strong and people actually wanted this row, and there's so many planes it looked like the Oshkosh Airways overhead. But there's a considerable drop in the interest in Kazunoko. There's other uses that people are looking at, meal and surimi, and it's hasn't taken the place of the Kazunoko demand, so the price has dropped dramatically, and as we take the whole quota, I'm sure it'll remain at a low level.
When you look at these herring, and outside of your day job as fleet manager for Icicle, you've been exploring putting together some smoked herring canned product that met with good reception from a number of chefs and restaurateurs and other folks. Do you see a future? I mean, what's come of that over the last 2 years for you? Do you see a future that we could use this abundant resource for something other than a roe market that doesn't seem so interested in it anymore?
Well, that's my hope. For decanted out here in the 80s, and I was astounded that all the industrial effort trying to produce Kazunoko that a very small market consumes. And I thought, and a few years ago when Larry Jones on the Kustatan brought me a sample of his canned smoked herring in Togiak, I thought, dang, this is good stuff. We're eating the wrong part of the fish. So I think it's great stuff, and one person trying to pioneer this thing, I don't have much hope. I really don't. But there's a chance. We'll see.
Warner, when you talk to people who don't know about Togiak herring in particular, what do you tell them that's different about this resource and the fish that show up here from Sitka Sound in British Columbia?
Well, I tell them these are the biggest herring in the Pacific. They're older and bigger for their age than the rest of the herring in the Pacific. Oil content is 11-12% oil. That's pretty damn good eating stuff.
Thanks so much, Warner Liu, fleet manager at Icicle Seafood, speaking to us this morning from aboard the Gordon Jensen. Wish you and your fleet and everybody out there a good season, whether it lasts another couple of days or another week. Good luck out there.
Thanks for the chat, Dave. Talk to you later.